AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts,
the hottest podcast in the streets.
Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade. It's time for another edition of Big Facts, the podcast, the podcast rated number one
in the world, Craig.
There we go. How everybody feeling today? Everybody good? I just want to talk about, this is just a crazy topic. You know, people spend a lot of money to party, like a lot of money to party. Like what you say, like one night in the town in Atlanta on some turn up, if you come from out of town or if you're from here, like what does that cost? You know, you got to go get fresh. You got to pull up in some. That means you got to park it. Then you got to pay for you and
you
all
mean
your
on
folks.
The average or for this past All-Star weekend?
Let's just say the average, because the average is deep, too. Let's just say the average. How much you got to spend at the mall if you go into Saks or Neiman's or something like that?
$1,500 on the low end. Just $1,500 on the low end.
$1,500 get you kind of fresh.
Yeah, no, you might just get you know, niggas might already got some jeans, buy a shirt and some shoes, you know what I'm saying, $2,000.
But on a decent end, if you got to go from head to toe, you can get decent for like a nick.
About a nick. Mm-hmm. That's for one.
A nick, that's $5,000.
$5,000. Yes, $5,000, Nick. Big Facts Dictionary. Because some people be like, what y'all be talking about? All right, so $5,000 for your outfit. Okay, boom. Do you know, you got it. Don't
what
you got
what caliber of person are we talking about, though? Everybody ain't just got no $5,000 to spend, though.
But they see, they created.
Huh?
They created. You know if a nigga got to get fresh, he going to figure it out.
Yeah, no, for sure. Some niggas get fresh in their own way. Like we just said,
the little skinny niggas can go to Zara or like shit. Baby Gap or some shit.
Baby Gap.
and get up. Fly for like less than a stack.
But we talk about the drip committee. The niggas that go get the drip, they got to have the new Gucci, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? The big shoes and all that shit.
Yeah, that shit, that's going to come.
So that's about a dick, right?
Then, on the low.
Then you go to the club, you whip up. How much you got to pay to park?
It depends. If it's like a regular night, a regular popping night, it can be anywhere from 100 to 200. But on like, just say like for All-Star weekend, like they were charging $500-$600 to park.
$500-$600 to park. Okay. That's some people rent. You know what I mean? Yeah. It is. It's some people rent. All right. Then now you got to get in the club.
Ooh.
Buy a section for you and all your folks. The bottles, the gratuity.
Who the fuck ordered gratuity? Like, in real life.
You gotta pay the bottle, that girls. That shit be crazy. They busting like, their ass.
That shit be crazy.
How much them sections?
Average night or popping?
Give us both. We're trying to run up a grand total.
So for All-Star, the average section was anywhere from like $6,000 to $7,500. They went all the way up to $30,000.
30 bands.
Mm-hmm.
30,000.
Yeah.
Who was trying $30,000
if you want to be right next to the artist, the rapper, if you want to be right prime next to him, that's the prime real estate.
You got the closer pay. You get to these rap niggas, the more you got to pay.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, but $30,000?
$30,000?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. What come with the section for 30?
Some bottles. You get a whole bunch.
You get a whole bunch of liquor and like 15 people.
How much to your bar?
The most important thing. And shout outs. So and so is in the building.
Who shouting them out?
They don't get shouted out.
Niggas ain't get shouted out.
If I pay $30,000, they don't shout me out. I'm shutting the club down.
Who the fuck are you in real life?
I'm saying, they didn't get no shout out.
Man, no.
They didn't play their song.
That's what come with the 30, like, how much $30,000 go towards your bar tab? That's what I'm saying. Like, if you get a $30,000 session.
It's either 18 or 20.
$20,000 on liquor.
Mm-hmm. Bunch of bottles.
That ain't really bad, though.
Okay, you get a bunch of bottles.
For a nigga with a crew. Yeah. The thing is, you coming with your crew. Y'all done spent y'all getting $20,000 worth of liquor. It ain't gonna let whoever you got. You spend $30,000, you gonna bring 20, 30, 40.
No. Mm-mm. No.
You gotta pay extra.
No.
You know they still.
Every additional person after that 15 is $250.
You know they stiff.
Minimum.
Stiff.
But you got, some niggas got a budget.
Who the fuck is finna drink?
Gratuity.
Bruh.
Some niggas got discuss gratuity.
Nah, this shit gonna be all included, right?
Not all the time.
Man, them ball girls ain't having that shit. Not
all
the
time. Bro, you spent 30, goddamn, all that shit come with it.
Not all the time.
Jay said you still gotta pay for the shout out. And get your record played, baby.
Yeah, that shit don't come with nothing but the bottles.
The two questions we say is, what's the most y'all ever spent on some club shit?
What rapper they was trying to stand they two for $30,000?
I know the Lil Baby was expensive and Gucci was in town. And who else was in town? Bobby Smurda, everybody. Like, if you want to get next to them and you don't
man,
go
man, you put a little bit more with that, you can get a very though.
Hey, now you're talking sense, my brother.
You might as well just book the nigga and get some pictures and shit. Nah, you can't say that though, because niggas still probably feel like, okay, we shut that shit down. You know what I'm saying? We right up our blase and we had the 42. It just, niggas got different ways of putting on. Like, I probably came in town with a budget to fuck up.
Yeah, for sure. Jewelry,
yeah.
Drip, the club, like, all that.
If a nigga spending $30,000 on a session, he able to spend $30,000 on a session.
Let's pray. Let's pray that they are. Let's pray that they are.
Man, I ain't going for that. A nigga, why wouldn't I go just go on and get me a $5,000-$10,000 session if I ain't able? You spent $30,000 on a session, bro. You able, bro.
That's a little boy.
Right or wrong, bro. That's a lot more where this came from. Yeah, it's a lot more where this came from.
Not for everybody, Dave.
Shit.
You know something?
$30,000.
I ain't gonna say as they last.
Even 20.
Look, they don't had a good week or a good month.
Them same niggas like that be goddamn doing it the whole weekend the same way.
Nah, bro. They be thinking it's going to keep coming. That's how people fall off, bro. Man, I'm telling you. They going to think it's going to keep coming.
If you able to goddamn.
They get back home with the Homer Simpson
they get
head.
Back home. Exactly. That's listen, what I'm saying.
Dope.
Hopefully, bro.
Everybody in here. Okay. Even if you got it, you ain't never had a Magic City night where you like,
What you mean? Yeah, every night.
That's what I'm saying.
I hate throwing my money, but I do it because I, you know what I'm saying? These are my friends. Some of these are my friends.
We put on.
I spend my money with regret. I don't give a fuck if it's $10. I hate spending my shit. But what I'm saying is.
What you saying, cuz?
A nigga who bought a $30,000 session to party. He can do it again.
Bae, do you know
he ain't mad?
Do you know?
Doing
do you
it
know,
ain't. Do you know? Man, that shit ain't that.
He ain't
do you
mad,
know a nigga. Do you know?
Hopefully,
that's a good word. You know, yeah. a nigga
spending $30,000 on
sessions. Sometimes that shit is a reach and
some
a stretch.
Some of these had be turned up a already too. Now you can't count no nigga pocket.
Hold everything in his pocket.
We got it. You got to think about the wigglers. A wiggler will.
You not wiggling with no 30.
Listen to
not
what I'm
for
saying.
No 30, you ain't
listen wiggling. To what I'm saying. A wiggler will spend his last to achieve that look and to create that facade.
Not 30.
Okay.
Bro, a nigga.
That's a lot of money, bro.
Put 10 everything. Wigglers together. That 30 finna come up.
That's what I said. So that ain't really nothing, though. 10 niggas on $30,000, what that is? $3,000 a piece?
And bang. You know
that good, ain't shit.
You know good and well. A nigga will spend everything in his pocket on some jewelry.
10 niggas spend 3,000 people. We got shit. All these bitches in these bottles coming through. This shit wasn't nothing. Wow. I'm just being real. Just keep it real. 10 niggas spend 30,000. Jay, keep it 100. Because I go in, I'll be one of them niggas to give 3,000 on that section. That 3,000 wasn't shit.
See, they looking at it from a particular perspective. I know what you're talking about.
A nigga
will spend his last on some shit like
ain't
that.
Ain't no nigga around us on his last.
That's us, though.
I'm saying
any nigga who thinking about getting a $30,000 section ain't nobody around them.
Should you be thinking about that $30,000 section if you only got 100 to your name?
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
If you
got 100 to your name, you can go in 3,000 on a $30,000 section.
No, it's niggas with.
Should you be thinking about that $30,000 section if you flew here on a one-way buddy pass?
Them ain't the niggas in that $30,000 section.
Then they putting up GoFundMe's to get home.
I don't care what y'all. Y'all talking about two different things, man.
That shit don't matter, bro.
I'll say it.
Straight up.
We done said before.
That shit don't matter, bro.
What you
say,
y'all?
10 niggas, like
you
say, 10 niggas with 3,000. It'd be two or three out of them
10
niggas might be fucked up or don't got through spending their last 3,000.
Yeah.
I can say that.
Yeah.
Man, listen,
like,
bro.
He just spent some at
the money.
He spent spending last 3,000.
Yeah, you know you're a $20,000 nigga.
So if you spend your last 3,000, you'll spend your last 30.
No, bro.
Yes, you will.
You ain't finna get to a point that you have. So I got.
You might have just hit $35,000
at home. I'm gonna go to Atlanta and spend the whole thing. Bruh, I'm not seeing no nigga doing that.
They was doing it last year.
Who?
The SBA boys. SBA young boys.
That money was so sweet, bro. Them nigga had to. That money was too sweet, bro. We finna fuck this
up. But that's what I was saying. If a nigga hit a good lick, he won't go spend it all. He don't even know how to he ain't even think about the future.
Them ain't, yeah, I get what
you're saying.
You think about today. I get what
you're saying.
But still, though.
But it's
nigga
just
who
like,
going in on $30,000, I said, I'll nigga with all the pieces and all that shit on. These niggas turned up. 10 nigga, man, that shit ain't shit. Imagine what if and all that crew home. Give me three. But that shit, we ain't even think about that money.
Well, back to this.
Dude, what we doing?
Jay, they got to
get a
shot.
Right or wrong, though, Jay.
Huh? They got to get a shot.
Hold on, now. Don't start looking like that. Right or wrong, though.
No, you right. You all the way right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, we finna go to the club and call. Yeah, I'm gonna call a couple of my niggas. Ooh, bruh, they got Session 30 right there next to these niggas. Y'all want to go put on? Yeah. I got five on. I got three. Ooh, we in here. De Leon shots and shit in the air all night, man. You feel what I'm saying, though?
I feel you. Because we've been there. We've done that.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So
like,
I can't sit here and be a hypocrite. Now, if a nigga doing that shit and he know he don't be doing it, which I have did that, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not finna be on this motherfucker be hypocritical with y'all, man. Because at the end of the day, it is what it is. You can't buy them moments back, bro.
Man, so that's
okay.
What do you get from that? And you said the moment.
Yeah, you can't buy them.
And you said a shout out.
I ain't finna goddamn. If I got them $50,000, give a $30,000 on the set.
You gonna shout me out?
No.
If I pay $5 to get in the club.
We pay $30,000. We in here. We little baby now.
Right.
We in here. We don't spend this thud on this session. Everybody in here finna know we in here.
And I better hit my record.
Yeah, they finna play this shit like we in here. Nah, Jay.
That shit. No, what I'm saying is, if you're you, okay, yeah, the shout out, the records, the, you know what I'm saying, every time, every whatever, whatever. That shit, anybody other than you, that shit don't come that way. That shit don't, these DJs ain't going for that shit. These hosts ain't going for that shit. Ain't nobody going for that shit.
If you got,
period.
If you spent 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got another stack or two. Get a DJ and the host a stack.
For
we finna turn this bitch up.
Yeah.
That's better. $32,000. Find a nigga on that mic. But nigga got $30,000 spent on stage, he know what to do. The nigga on the mic standing by you if you don't spend $30,000. You close enough to him. The nigga Alex by you, you don't spend that $30,000.
Yeah.
Security, everybody right here, man. They were head popping it. Right or wrong.
Yeah.
Baby J got a camera on you. You don't spend the $30,000.
These niggas in Jay's story, they don't spend the $30,000.
Right or wrong, though. Come on, man. Let's keep this shit tall, man. You don't spend your $30,000. Ain't no point to get to nobody. Nigga trying to see DC and Friday. They trying to see too. Like, them niggas spend $30,000. You go here and get me some money. Hey, I'm the nigga with the mic. The nigga with the mic gonna find you, man.
But I'm talking about, okay, the nigga with the mic. But I'm talking about the DJ and all that shit. Man, them niggas ain't going.
Bro, we boys. We already connected. MLK, you know what? I'm finna go get us a bag from 30 of them. If I'm finna get a $30,000 section, bro,
mm-hmm.
This shit finna be understood when I'm trying to make a movie.
That's what you would do. That's what Big Bank would do. That's what Screen would do.
That's what any
Jay
smart
would
person should do.
So maybe.
If I'm finna spend a $30,000, this shit is well documented what we doing, bro. We bringing cameras in here. This It's up. That's a movie. Right or wrong, we need our shit on the screen and everything for $30,000. That's a lot of money, man.
So what we said is, if you're gonna play hard in the club, play hard in the club, please. We love the culture.
Play hard with a plan.
Play hard with a plan and get something to show for it. That's all we said.
Yeah, because you can't knock the nigga for getting, you can't knock the promoter for getting the money. You can't really even knock the nigga for doing it if they got a motive behind it.
But especially if you do music, that 50 or 100 could have did a lot for your music.
But I'm saying, if you got that 50 or 100 to spend, you must got some more to spend somewhere else.
Let's pray.
If you can do it on one night.
Let's pray that you do. Like you said, let's hope.
Or a nigga think, okay, I go to All-Star, buy a $30,000 section. This is my whole budget. I'm finna pop. Mm-hmm. That's what you saying niggas doing.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm finna go to All-Star, get this section.
I got the section. I got the billboards. I got the drip. I got my new chain from wherever I got my chain from. It's up.
That's all
I know. After this weekend, they gonna know me or us. Yeah. Don't nobody know you, bro.
Yeah,
Ain't nobody popping. That shit,
that'll make a nigga snap.
And then niggas driving back home quiet.
That shit, they
drive back home in that 15 passenger van, church van, quiet.
Pin drop.
Bro, you ain't heard
spent,
back
nah, that's
nobody.
A nigga who spent 5 or 10, bro. But niggas spent 30. They ain't in no church van. These boys in.
No, I mean, like a church van. I mean, it's like that shit too quiet. Like, trying to figure out where the fuck did we go wrong. Like, damn.
No, you know what they do? They look at their followers, refreshing. I'm like, I ain't got no more extra followers, man. I ain't got no followers. Anybody.
I ain't even get a picture with a nigga or nothing. Like,
do it with a plan. Have something to show for it. Unless you just, some niggas just, you know.
If you got it, you got it.
Some niggas
coming to have fun.
The minority, again.
You think, like I said, we break it down again. You get 15 people in the section.
Yeah.
If 10 niggas go in $3,000 piece, we all bring in bitches and everything. Mm-hmm. That ain't no money.
See, I like the premise of that, though, because, see, if you got a squad.
But for me and my money, listen. If I spend $30,000 on a section, I'm finna have my security tote little baby to me and put him on my neck, and we finna take a picture like that and a video and a goddamn
but
drop and a clip
might not
and all
be doing
kinda
it to be by little baby. He might be doing it to suck up some of little baby's crowd. He may not be on groupie time.
But most of these niggas are.
I respect that.
I like
I'm saying for the
I
nigga
like the
that's
premise.
Not.
I like the premise of
he this. Might want the prime location. Nigga, this me. Damn right, I'm supposed to be next to the main attraction, because this is what this is.
Well, babe, you.
Huh?
You speaking of a particular
I'm speaking
situation.
Of any nigga who
no,
spent
no,
their money to do that. You can't say
you
every nigga just
of one particular
on
situation, because you're saying that this 10-man crew, you're saying that in this 10-man crew, everybody got three bands. That ain't
everybody
every
10-man crew. Is equally yoked.
That ain't
when it
every
comes 10-man
crew.
You're right. But most of the time, when we in a 10-man and we got, we finna, we are thinking about purchasing a $30,000 ticket.
Right.
But that's shit. Us, though. That's not.
I'm saying,
that's
like,
not
most
the,
crews
the
is one or two people footing that. That's what I'm telling you. It's one or two niggas footing that 30 bill. Most crews.
But the one or two niggas who footing that 30 bill must be able to do that.
Let's
though.
Pray. Let's hope that they ain't spending 30.
What I'm
when
saying, I'm just trying not to look at it as it, cause I want to throw a party and niggas pay
$30,000.
Right. No, so let's not discourage these people.
No, we're not discouraging them.
Thirties,
man. We're just, you know, like we're just speaking.
I get it.
Listen,
I get it too.
Damn near.
We all do.
No. Listen, even what at the shit show, like, we're not saying everybody, but at the shit show, you come, you get your sections and everything. There's a good chance you might meet Big Bank or J or get the pound MLK or something. You get something from the shit show. When you leave, it's like Bank at least saw you watch everybody perform. You know what I'm saying? You hands on with the shit. You get something to show for it. I'm saying some of these people ain't got nothing to show for it but empty bottles.
Mm-mm, you gotta think. You can't think about that though, bro. Cause these niggas still got that footage. We just right here. You mean this shit footage? Going in video?
What's
this shit is everything.
Everybody got
something. You don't get what I'm saying, though, bro.
I get what she's
we
saying.
We got these folks to capture this moment, man. These bottles coming. This shit finna be in my documentary.
So what about the wiggler who got it for free?
Hey, man, but niggas knowing, but you ain't paid nothing. You see me
not
counting this money, paying the way.
Not on the ground. Shit. On the ground, they don't know.
Listen, if I got this shit documented, if I don't spend a third, this shit is documented what's going on.
Yeah.
Such and such, them in the building, we coming through, his lights, cameras, action. We making a movie, right? Only niggas spending, to me, I feel like only niggas spending that type of money is niggas that's making the movie, man. These niggas ain't missing that money. They go back, man, them niggas ain't got no money. Like, sometimes these niggas, they shit closed. They ain't got nothing to spend on. We been stacking for the whole pandemic. Better go down here and fuck this all-star shit up, man. Right or wrong, though.
Yeah.
I get your point.
Like, some of them niggas, like, in them town, they can't really spend that money because it's hot. Like, we in Black Hollywood. So it's normal to see a nigga in a goddamn Wraith and all this whole shit and all these pieces. It's normal for us.
Mm-hmm.
But these other times, niggas can't do that because they'll get hot quick as hell. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Yeah.
So nigga come to Atlanta, but I'm a whole nother nigga.
I see what you're saying. We finna go out here.
Every nigga that came to All-Star Weekend, man, I'm saying not every, but okay. Most niggas that came, that's crews, they came to ball. Just think about it like that.
Yeah,
everybody who, all them other crew, the other broke niggas in the crew, bro, y'all stay back. Cause we know y'all ain't finna have nan no nan.
Yeah.
So I'm finna call such of them gonna be down there from the east side. Such of them gonna be down there from the south side. We gonna all link up. Let's get a session. Right or wrong, OJ. That's just how that shit be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like my Detroit niggas, they come down here, they gonna shit, smoke out here, smoke got 5,000, such got 6. Okay, let's go in there and make a movie. And we finna go back home and still be neighborhood superstar. We rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I agree with.
Yeah, I feel
this niggas like that though. That's all I'm saying. Like some of them niggas ain't just spending that 30 just to be next to no artist. Nigga, all right, we finna make a movie.
We agree with you and your niggas like that. Disagree with us.
Them the niggas who fighting their way, wrestling with them hoe to get by niggas. Nigga gonna spend their money. Nigga gonna spend their money because nigga, we can spend this money.
Right.
Yeah.
Them be the niggas who done tried to. I know him, so I'm finna come up here and stand for a minute till he got there, act like he ain't looking at him, make a conversation with this nigga. Ooh, now I'm in. Them the niggas y'all talking about.
Super
man.
Wigglers.
Yeah, the SWs.
Nah, real shit,
the
though.
SWVs.
Man, y'all think I'm tripping, bro.
Nah, I think you're tripping.
No, bro, cause I got some homeboys. These niggas don't give a fuck what that shit called like.
Them your homeboys in your circle.
Them the niggas buying the shit, though.
No, I'm just talking about, but it's some other circles. I'm just saying, well, a nigga will go all in on some shit like that.
That's the nigga who done went and paid goddamn $3,000, $5,000 for an outfit, paid $200-$300 apart, getting shipped around like a peon, done finessed his way, trying to finesse his way.
And sometimes
a nigga walking in that motherfucker, big chest, don't spend that thunder, we big chest. We can do this shit again and again and again. We got rap money.
Right.
We got street rap money. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But a nigga who doing that, you gonna see he doing that. Like, that ain't that. He ain't the nigga buying the 30, bro.
Oh, yeah, you can most
in
definitely.
In my mind, it ain't the nigga buying the 30. It's the nigga who buying it, who done pieced up a $10,000, $7,000
set. Niggas that got it and the niggas that don't, you can. It's easy to spot them out and tell. Yeah. Like, for sure.
But I'm not seeing no nigga. That's what I'm saying. I'm not seeing a nigga going that far with it, cap.
What?
With 30, I ain't seeing it.
What?
I see a nigga go that far with a 10.
The cap is unlimited, my brother.
It's unlimited, but bro, them nigga got them. If I'm a cap it like that, I'm a cap it and just make it look like I paid for it and ain't paid shit.
Oh, you wigglers. We just said it. Put it in your
That's
story.
That's the cap. Now, I can go for a nigga doing that, but a nigga, the man who actually going in this motherfucking pocket, man, spending that 30 ball, man, he could do it again. My opinion.
I hope so.
Me too,
I
bro.
Pray
That's why I'm trying to argue
that,
the shit.
That you can do it every night, all year. I hope so. But that just ain't a reality.
Nah, it's impossible to do that every night.
Not every night, but frequently enough. To where that wasn't a one-time in your life experience. That's as good as it got. I spent 30 on this section and saw the back of little baby head.
But you got to think about it. Like I said, these niggas in these towns prepping for this shit. Bro, we ain't doing nothing. We ain't doing nothing all star.
Yeah.
So they're bad. We done grind. We ain't doing nothing all star. We finna go fuck that shit up. Think about niggas who think like that.
Yeah.
Go fuck this shit
up. We finna go fuck that shit up. It's some niggas who think like that, for real.
Yeah. And what's the definition before we get to our special guest of fuck that shit up? What does that mean?
They gon' know
making
my name.
Making a scene.
They gon' know Jesse James was in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like real shit. Like Timbaugh's gonna come up here and fuck this shit up.
I got you.
Him and his crew, like, they don't
But he's a different, he's a, but again, he's a different type of nigga, though. Like,
Ken
Boss is a
Them the type niggas totally that coming from these towns,
oh,
bro.
He got it and he getting it. Some people just going bro, out on a dream, to, bro. I'm telling
so
you.
So many niggas getting so much. Y'all be surprised, but these niggas getting money, man.
And we not taking nothing away from
them. These niggas getting money.
A lot of niggas
money.
Getting money.
Yeah.
I understand the cap, the cappers stay away from that type of action, bro. Cause yes, they do, but they wiggling. They got them. They standing like this. Like niggas standing all on their neck, they back and shit. They niggas bent up and nigga got money. They got space in the club. Like my shoulders is broad. You know how the nigga got there, be twisted up in the session, like trying to stab out like the hoe. Show bitch ass out there. We can see it. Niggas who got standing on the highest shit, nigga got space. Yeah.
We got acres in the yard.
Yeah, we got breathing room. This shit ain't. We can get some more people up here. We don't want no more people up here type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's go.
All right, special guest Kinky B, you know what I'm saying? We're going to chop it up to CTE. One of the founders of CTE, Kinky B, is on the way right here. www.bigfactspod.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bank, Baby J. We got a special guest up in the building, you know what I'm saying? One of the founders of CTE, Corporate Thugs Entertainment, Kinky B. Welcome to Big Facts.
Yay!
What's up, my brother? How you been? How you been, and more importantly, where have you been?
I'm good, man. I'm blessed. Been in California for a few years. I've been back here since this pandemic then kicked off. So I've been back here since like January. But
what you been doing in California, cuz?
Hey, man. Hey, you know. One thing about a hustler, we gonna make it happen either way. But you know, I wasn't gonna backtrack. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna do it the other way. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't gonna backtrack.
You still talking like they watching you, bro. You sitting legal, bro.
Hey, not over here. Not over here, man. But yeah, definitely.
Hey, man. Hey.
Yeah.
So let's start with CTE, Corporate Thugs Entertainment. How did that start? How did the entity start? Let's get a little bit into the story of that.
Because
to be clear, Corporate Thugs Entertainment, you and Young Jeezy at the time when it started, correct? And I guess let's start with how did you meet homie? How did it form? I've heard things about you taught him how to rap. You was rapping first. Just give us some clarity and a little bit of that story.
Oh, you want to really go?
Going on.
No. I never – actually, it started – we met – in boot camp.
Okay.
I got a sentence. They shipped me off. We met, and it just, you know, once when I got off the bus, it just seemed like we just clicked. You know what I mean? From, this was back in, what, 95? This is back in 95. Mm. And we just held each other down. You know, he had my back, I had his, and we just, you know, we got through them little 8 months real quick.
So in boot camp, y'all had the conversation about starting a label? Was it as far back as then?
Nah, but my mind don't even own nothing like that right then. Mm. Back then, we were going, you know, any typical young black man in the ghetto, man, we want to get some money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's what the conversation. It wasn't about no music, no none of that. Mm. It was about when we get out here, but we're going to get to it.
Mm.
And that's what we did.
So when did the conversation start about the label?
After we got out and started getting to the money.
I got you. You know? What are we gonna do? What we gonna do with the money? I got you.
When we came home, we went our separate ways, and we linked up. He called me, and you know he was like, "Yo, bro, I need to come. You know, I need to come up there." And I was like, "Shit, come on, it's wide open." You know what I mean?
Go up there, as in.
And making.
Making. Gotcha. Yeah. Just clarifying for the people.
But you ain't finna just come up and you ain't coming, especially with my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You're not coming in my neighborhood with no strangers or nothing. You get off real quick.
Mm. Yeah.
So he came through and we kicked it and, you know, we set up. But, you know, he was on some other shit. I was on some other shit. You know what I mean?
Mm.
If you get what I'm saying, break it down in layman's term.
Yeah, we get it. You know what I mean? We get it. It's understood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know, he just kept telling me like, bro, like that shit you got going on is slow. It wasn't slow to me because I was doing my thing. But you know, with the other shit, it's just a different beast, man. His cousin them, JoJo and Sid. I don't know. You probably know JoJo, mm-hmm. but they had been around for a minute. You know what I mean? Like this, mm-hmm. these his first cousin. These his blood cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this, that was the name of this label they had back in the day.
Was that what Young Jay, when he did the Hard and Soft?
No, CD? This was before.
This even before that, okay.
This was before that.
That was the first time I ever saw Jeezy South Georgia going crazy.
That was the second thing we had put out together. Okay. But that's how we got started. They had a little label they was doing, and we were just, you know, like, fuck it, let's good. I got my homeboys in my neighborhood. We can really do this shit because I was 18 when we first started our first label.
Mm.
Like I was 18 and I'm riding, you know, I'm listening to everything. What this is about 97, 98.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm listening to who were cracking back then, P.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Pastor Troy started bubbling.
Trick Dad.
Yeah, but I couldn't relate to that because they wasn't doing what I did. These were just rappers. We talking about street shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So me listening, I'm listening to P.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And fucking, this was way back when Cash Money had first cracked off. Mm-hmm. When BG them and I'm just listening to this shit. I'm like, my nigga, like, I know these niggas ain't doing what we doing. These niggas just rap. Like, I'm out here.
Mm.
For real. And I know the bread I got at 18, 19 years old. I'm just listening to this shit. It's like, it can't be.
Mm.
It just so, I'm like, well, if these niggas can do this shit, nigga, we can do this shit.
Mm.
Right. So
was that the beginning of, did you ever rap?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
For
so
sure.
that's when you said, was it we or I?
No, we.
We, okay.
It was never like, I'm not a selfie dude. It was always
gotcha.
Us.
Gotcha.
It was never no him, no, never, it was us. Every dollar he spent, I spent. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm.
So it was we. So we started, we had a little studio over on the east side of Macon. Went and got it, rented, bought all the studio equipment, paid somebody to come hook up this shit. You know, we went to work. The first project we put out was called Young Guns.
Mm.
And it was my partner from my neighborhood, Kojak Kid, Lil Mir. We put that out. It was cool, good little. Since we pressed about 20,000 CDs, sold them, like probably half of them, gave some stuff away. And we just kept pushing, man. We just kept pushing. That didn't work out. One of my partners caught a murder charge. He beat it. Good shit, kid. and Mill got locked up. And it was just, we just like, you know what? We got to just keep going.
Yeah.
We got to really keep going. I was on the project too.
Mm-hmm.
Put some shit out. I used to rap back in the day. I used to rap back in the day. Yeah, my shit was fire though.
So when we hear, that's what I'm saying. When we hear these urban legends of, and it could be true or false, these urban legends of Kink taught Jeezy how to rap. Was it that like, did you kind of show him how to at least format the shit? Or?
Well, no, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say I taught him how to rap. But Jeezy was always musically inclined because he went and bought a bunch of DJ equipment. He's a DJ. Mm. Like, he had that set up in his room at his grandma's house. He's been there DJing and shit. So he always wanted to do it, but he was always rapping. But it was just like any other rapper starting out. You imitate the people that you like. Mm. So everybody was comparing him to Trick Daddy. It sounded like Trick Daddy if you go back and listen to it, but it was his own style of the way he was doing. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I didn't teach him how to rap, but if it wasn't for me, he wouldn't be rapping.
Right, right. That's the difference. Got you.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Nah, you know how that shit go, man. When this is real, we locked. Shit.
Yeah. I mean, because we got to motivate each other.
We going up. Nigga, I'm over here fucking this weed. You don't put me down, that shit. Ooh, now we got a label, now, nigga, shit. Now, you can do it.
Because after the little situation with the artist that we had, I mean, what we were going to do? Because I was always the type of guy that, even from being in the streets, I ain't like the attention. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. I want to fall back. You know, I ain't never got to be on Front Street. You know, my energy is enough for me when I'm in a room. You know, I got the energy. People love me. You feel what I'm saying? So I always wanted to just fall back because I was like deep in them streets. So I couldn't do it, bro. I couldn't do it.
I think the first time the world became aware of CTE was, I'll probably say Streets is Watching. It was Birthday Bash. It was a million CDs.
People were kind of familiar, like, from the club, the Hard and Soft. Hard or Soft.
Yeah.
But like on
I said
on
the
a,
world.
But like on a national.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Craigs,
the world.
All
yeah.
the Craigs.
Like
yeah.
everybody like got this CD, this blue CD. Streets. Now, even before Trap or Die, Streets is Watching.
I know Streets is Watching. We're going crazy in the city.
No, we put out something before Streets is Watching. We put it, it was called TUI, Thugging on the Influence.
Nah, for sure. See, I'm talking about when a nigga took over the streets with that Trap or Die shit.
No, Trap or Die made it international. But Streets is Watching was a motherfucker.
Streets is Watching had it on fire. Like, all you had to do would come with Trap or Die. Streets was Watching.
They was waiting on that.
This
nigga going crazy.
Yeah.
You know how that shit be like. This nigga going crazy. But then Trap or Die stamped it, sealed. Mm. This nigga it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that whole play, like Streets is Watching was goddamn PMF days, and you know what I'm saying? Niggas, it was like still, you don't know if it's a BMF artist, what is it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Streets
is
Watching made it. Oh nah, this CTE shit. Cadron was on there talking that shit. Mm.
Yeah. Like he said, like Trap or Die established him as his own man and his own brand.
The whole brand, CTE. Yeah. I'm talking from Slick Puller. Everybody like it was. We here now.
Yeah,
on Trap or Die to me, like Streets Watching, like nigga, yeah, we coming in there, bitch.
Mm-hmm. It was still like even with BMF, it was just one. Even though we did have our own shit, but it was still one big family.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? For sure.
Exactly. It was a whole movement in itself. But
Free Big Meech.
You know, Free Big Meech. But we all had, you know, they had their shit. We had our shit, and we just became one. Mm. And that shit just exploded, bro. Mm.
Yeah.
And we put a lot of work in, though. Like, it was
when
fucking,
you knew, like, oh no, we got something.
Man, you know what? You know what's crazy? Like this, another statute of limitation. My nigga, like, I know lie. Nigga, I was still in the street, nigga. I got a platinum album. Because I didn't believe it. Because with people like myself, like, that shit, that, you know, anything can happen. You feel what I'm saying? So I was like,
it's cool,
you know,
but I still need a backup.
Nigga, what? Believe that. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, after that, I just cold turkey, man. I was like, you know what? This shit gonna work. This shit gonna work. And I just, you know, I kept it pushing. And we went hard, like. Just like if I'm going hard in the street, we took this shit and did the same thing, bro. We just kept it pushing, bro. Not let up.
What was the biggest music accomplishment? Was it like obviously making the money, but you know what I'm saying? Like the plaque, obviously probably the first Jay-Z feature was big. You know what I'm saying? Like, but what was the milestone for you that probably brought the biggest smile to your face other than the business and the money?
When we got nominated for a Grammy. That was it, bro. Like we had arrived. You know what I mean? Like, we really had arrived and being some street niggas to be in the head in the Grammys, like, to get nominated for a Grammy. Bro, that's deep, bro. That was like, I'm like, yo, you know what? We did that. Can't nobody take that away. We did that. You feel what I'm saying? So
win or lose, we at the Grammys.
No, facts. They know us.
Win or lose. Yeah, we
y'all know who we is. Yeah, y'all know who we is. Y'all gotta say our name.
Yeah, we made some noise.
Yeah.
So that
So when you look at a situation like that, a legacy such as that, at what point did it start to go the other way? And what point did y'all separate? You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we see time and time again with legacies and camps and everything. But
yeah,
what was that point?
Honestly, bro, like, and he just said some shit on this last album. Y'all know, like, I ain't never said nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Never. I'm a real nigga. Like, I take all your secrets to the grave, my nigga. Even though we ain't rocking, like, that's what I do. Like, I ain't here to bash no nigga, none of that. But it was just a lot of fucked up shit. I would rather cross me in the streets, because we can handle that a different way. But how we go from doing what we did over on this side, and we get over here with this shit ain't even real, bro. This shit is the music business. Like that, you know, it ain't. That's when you really supposed to hold it down. You know what I mean? But to get over here and for the change up, that shit I don't understand. I couldn't understand it. Cause if you a real nigga, you don't understand like how you doing this. I didn't do nothing. You know what I mean? It was some shit he had done, was saying some shit to my stole some money or some shit. I'm like, bro, like, how could I steal some money? All your money goes straight to the accountant. Every Monday, they cut me a check for my 20%. You feel what I'm saying? It was just a lot of bullshit that he was putting in the mix that I didn't like. I wanted to say something, but I'm like, you know what? I don't got to do that.
How did it get to the point where you felt like, because there was a court case. Like, how did it get to that point where it's like, we got to go to court about this?
The court
paper?
Case came, well, this is where the problem come in at. We had a label, right? We had a label deal with Def Jam.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us $3 million. Wasn't no problem with that. That was split. The problem came in when it was time to renegotiate with his project. We had the same lawyer, Donald Woodard. Which I advise any artist do not have the same lawyer as the person that you signed to. People do it, but this my nigga. We good. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't got to worry about nothing. So, but what happened was they had sent a letter of direction to the label and diverting money from the company was going directly to him. The first check we got, it came to me. I went to the lawyer office, got the check.
And basically, just not to cut you off, but for those that don't know, a letter of direction is a legal piece of paper basically stating
where the money goes,
where the disbursement of funds is supposed to go. Yeah.
Okay. So with that said, first, the money come to us together. So I get the check, go to the bank. He on the road. I'm like, look, bro, I got the check. I'm like, I'm going to just hold it till you get back. He's like, nah, just deposit it. So I deposit the money into our company account. He was like, well, we'll just bust it down when we get back out the road. Cool. So I go check the company account one day. The money been moved. So I'm like, what the fuck? So he moved the money from the company account. I'm like, your brother, money. He's like, yeah, don't worry about it. I'll take care when I get back. Okay, that's my nigga. I ain't tripping over. Like, nigga, you know, that money ain't shit. So, cool. So one thing that get to another, we working. I ain't even thought about it no more. Nigga, we on the road. We in a whole nother country. We coming back. But then we go back in. It's time to renegotiate. Because what happened was every album we renegotiate because we was always selling more records.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this time around, the check didn't come.
At all.
So then I was like, hold the fuck up. So I asked Donna. Donna was like, well, you need to talk to Jeezy. So then I talked to him. Then he tell me, like, you know, he don't know what's going on. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I see what's going on now. So what I did was, this was back in 2011. I got my own attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Which, no, I don't care who you doing business with. Everybody should have their own attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Because ain't nobody going to take care of your business like your attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So once I get my attorney, she get all the docs. We get all the docs from Def Jam. And that's when we find out the letter of direction. So my attorney called his. We pulled it, got together, sit down. And before this, just let y'all know, before even the suit thing came along, just think about this, had went on for about a year. Nobody even know. I ain't say nothing. He didn't say nothing. We were supposed to sit down. We went and met. It's a spot right over there in Buckhead. It used to be, like right once you get off Lenox Road, it's like a little Asian sushi spot right there. They closed it down now. You know what I'm talking about,
blue,
right?
Blue sign.
Yeah, they closed the shit down. Yeah. Now, we met, me and Jesus, he met. We went over there to talk. He was like, bro, we're going to fix this shit. I got you. Don't worry about it. The next day, my nigga, don't you know I called this nigga? The nigga did not answer the phone. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I called my lawyer. Because we put all get in one room and figure this shit out.
Sort it out.
Got some money, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just figure it out. So he stopped answering my phone call.
You can't think of nothing. Hold on, I ain't gonna tell y'all. You can't think of nothing you did to this
bruh,
man.
Bro, I don't owe this man a dime.
No, I'm just saying it could be anything that might look over shit that you could have put him in a position that he don't even know how to explain. Like, you think y'all could ever have a real conversation though? Like a real conversation, like
now?
Because it's like to me, no, yeah, now.
I mean, now, yeah, I do. I mean, back then, you know, I'm young, I'm bullheaded, I wasn't trying to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, yeah, definitely. Because, like, at the end of the day,
that shit ain't worth it.
This man is the godfather of my son.
Yeah.
Like, all this shit happened around the same time. He haven't seen my son in years. Like, I know his son called me uncle. Like, I done slept in this man's grandma house. He done slept at my auntie house. This shit go deep. It wasn't just like we were just friends, bro. This was
brothers.
We was brothers. Exactly. You feel what I'm saying? This wasn't that, bro. Like, this man had left $700,000-$800,000 with me for months. He come back, that shit still there. I got the money. You feel what I'm saying? I think I got everything, matter of fact. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, for that shit to happen, man, and I just didn't understand it. Mm. And at the end of the day, I still don't understand it.
But on paper, you were binded to your percentage of your cut. So
50-50 partners.
50-50. So, yeah. But how did, because it came out in the press, and you could say, yeah, no, but, mm-hmm. but you didn't end up winning the case, right?
No, I didn't. Let me tell you why. So I lost the case on technical default.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got to understand, I ain't in the streets no more. All the money I got saved up, all the, I got bills.
Mm-hmm.
I had a penthouse in New York, had a condo in Miami. And I had just bought two houses here in Atlanta, and I had a spot in California. So we talking about bills. Mm. My bills at, damn it, $60,000 a month. Mm. And that ain't include my tricking off. You know, I got hit man city, you know what I'm saying? And this ain't talking about the other holes I had on the side. It was all kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? So, understand? So,
real shit,
I'm giving it to you real, and that's what niggas do. I'm married now, but I'm just saying.
Right.
Back then.
But I got all these motherfuckers.
Okay, no
for real. You know, I got these bills, so. My bills is like my bills high, so the money you gotta understand when you in the street, bro. You don't think this shit gonna stop. I was like, okay, we could. You ain't thinking this shit. It stopped, my nigga. This shit it's gonna be a time when it gonna stop. And when it stop, you just gotta be prepared. And I wasn't prepared. So understand this. So I got my bills. I got my side bills. Then on top of that, I gotta pay this lawyer. So if I ain't out here doing nothing no more. Mm. You got money saved up, but you ain't got nothing coming in. You just going out. You feel what I'm saying? Then you got credit card bills, and that motherfucker the devil. You just swiping like a motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? Motherfucker credit card the devil like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, boy, I got like keeping up. The case cost me like $350,000. You got to pay this shit out of pocket. So your money just dwindling. You feel what I'm saying? He only won that lawsuit, my nigga, because I filed bankruptcy. What rich people do, when they got a bunch of assets, a bunch of shit to keep their money and keeps up, they file bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
I filed bankruptcy to stop the bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when you file bankruptcy, you relinquish any of your rights in any business that you have because you got to bring everything to the table.
Oh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only reason.
You didn't know that before?
No. I didn't learn this shit till afterwards, bro. Even my lawyer didn't even know. He was like, yo, damn. But hey, I took it on the chin, my nigga. I kept it pushing, you know.
Yeah.
I ain't look back. You know, I ain't, you know, I'm here.
So when anything happens big, like he had a reunion concert, did you attend? Did you want to attend? Did you?
No, I didn't want to attend.
You didn't want
to attend? Because I'm not fake. I ain't going to play with you and act like and be fake either.
I got you.
I ain't gonna do none of that shit because I know how that man. I know everything he gonna do before he do it. He's smart, but he ain't smart. Sometimes I say you the smartest dumb motherfucker I know. You know what I mean? Because he just do bullshit, and you don't have to. The concert when that 10th anniversary shit came, everybody calling me. He's having people calling me, and my partner Flossick hit me and be like, yo, King, just listen to him. Just hear him out. Because I was like, yo, fuck that shit. Because you don't, he ain't calling me. It's not genuine. You just calling me for the look. You feel what I'm saying?
Shit, the look could have led to something genuine, though.
That's what, got what I'm saying. I'm being bullheaded.
Yeah, nah, it's, you know it's emotion because it's real love.
Yeah, it's real love.
Yeah, it's emotion because it's real love. I don't know how to put it no other kind of way.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, no lie, like, we in the trial, bro, I was so fucking angry. Like, I shedded a tear on the stand. I was angry, my nigga. I really wanted to do something to this man. But if you got love for a nigga, you never want to see nothing happen to him.
Fact. For sure. That's big fact.
That's genuine love. Biggest fact. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, the love outweighed everything, and that what really fucked me up because I put my friendship before my business and wind up getting fucked in the end. And that's bad. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's my only regret.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have put that because one thing about it, he didn't. He kept it business. You feel what I'm saying? So you just, it's a lesson learned. It never happened again. But you know, we men, we keep pushing. And you know, now, yeah, you know, but my partner, like everybody's still cool, but everybody cool in their own way. Everybody know Jesus ain't shit, but they deal with him accordingly. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so one day, I don't know, maybe we will sit down and we can put this shit behind us because it's over, man. It's been fucking 10 plus years, bro. I got a 6 month old baby. Like, she's 6 months. You feel
Is
what I'm saying?
She?
Yeah, I got a little girl.
You finally had a girl?
Yeah. Hey, a real nigga make girls, man.
Yeah.
I'm real. So, yeah, hopefully we can, you know, put it behind us, man.
Well, why you think another CT and they never have another artist to get as big like Jesus?
Because we only attracted niggas like us. You feel what I'm saying? And it wouldn't work. Like, I mean, man, you sat down and tried to do some business. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to understand it ain't going to... I learned my lesson dealing with that. If you have a label, none of the artists could be the same.
Facts.
For it to work.
Facts, yeah.
You can't... You're only going to have one big bank. You can't have two. Like, what the fuck? Don't nobody want... They already getting it from him. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have diversity.
It all depends, too, though. It all depends, though.
If you trace the history, depends, though, of them big labels, whether it's Rotten Nation or MMG.
You
got to
look at Thug, Gunna, all them similar. That shit working.
I feel like they're different.
Goddamn, what the other one, who just came home, got it, the, the other young nigga.
Oh, you talking about Yak.
Yak, all them niggas similar, because they got same lingo on that, but they all, it's just like, they bringing that shit separate, but as a group. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess, like, what I'm saying, artist got to really be.
I mean, like, you
individuals.
Know
for you to be a little me, we gotta say this
but
shit together.
It's different time.
Can't do it on your own.
It's you different know, like, time. Like, right now, everything sound alike. Like, you just, the artist you just named, and we can name seven of them sound just like that. You feel what I'm saying? Back then, it was... Music was totally different.
Facts.
It was totally different. Like you really had to be talking that shit to win.
Yeah.
Now niggas ain't lit. It's the beats. These niggas. It's the beats. Now they're driving the music, not the lyrical content.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
You feel what I'm saying? Because
Niggas ain't even singing your shit word for word how they used to do it back in the day.
They just bopping to the beat.
They just bopping to the beat.
Yeah.
You had to really be talking some shit back 15 years ago to get your shit off. You feel what I'm saying? And the beats had to be strong. Like that definitely had to be definitely strong.
Mm-hmm.
What you think? like coming into the industry, like what you think you left in the streets that you should have brought? Like in the mind space, like how you was moving in the streets, what you think you left, like, damn, I gotta be this person now because I'm on the industry instead of, you know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying?
I didn't, because after talking to a lot of people, a lot of executives really fucked with me and they just told me, you know, just leave that street mentality out of it because nobody gonna wanna deal with that. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? And sometimes, man, him just had the conversation. He was like, bro, you need to get back on your shit. You ain't the same nigga. But I'm like, bro, I can't be that if we trying to get to where we would have never. If I had been the ignorant nigga I was coming up, we would have never got nowhere.
Yeah, like, we can't be that if we trying to do this.
We would have never made it.
Yeah.
My attitude was so fucked up. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. But, yeah, it just come with time and it come with just growth, bro. Because you can't be a hard head dealing with in the corporate world. It don't mix.
Mm. Well, nah, for sure.
It don't mix. Mm. So you just don't. I don't regret nothing. I feel like we did it right. Other than me and my nigga losing our bond, but other than that, like we did that shit right.
Mm. Facts.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's go.
This is a two-part question. So before it even happened, I don't know. You be on social media? I'm trying to get there.
I need to, but
King is like a grandpa, like, yeah, like for real.
So I'm trying to get my social media game up.
Do you even know how to take a picture?
Yeah, I know how to do that.
But right? I'm saying, okay, so I don't know how you heard about it, but how did you before it even happened, when you heard about the Versus battle, like, what was your first reaction to, okay, this is something that we thought would never happen that they're saying is going to happen? Because me personally, when I first saw it, I didn't believe it. I thought it was fake.
Yeah, because it's like, I was there, you were there, like, you were, like, way closer to it. But it was, like, coming from a lot of people that don't really know the full scope and the depth and how deep that shit was back then and how serious it was, thinking, like, being in it, we'll never see this happen. When you saw, like, the flyer go up and you actually saw, like, Timbaland and Swizz posted, like, it's not a meme. Like, how the fuck did you feel about that? Like, in real life, what were you thinking?
I felt that was the most disrespectful shit I ever seen in my life, bro. I don't understand.
And what part is disrespect from what angle? Like,
just break it down for the people that don't know, like, the depth of the situation.
Okay. Like, where I'm from, my nigga, I'm from the west side of Macon. One of my friends lost their life in this bullshit music game. These two dudes had their issues. Really was, I don't even know what the fuck. It was a bunch of bullshit. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't have never happened. When I heard this fucking versus shit, I didn't understand it. I don't even know why he did it. It didn't make sense. And at the end of the day, I don't care what nobody say, that man, the United States of America, any street nigga, lost all respect for that man. That fucking day. He lost all his street credibility that day due to the fact that I don't give a fuck. When a nigga lose their life, man, ain't no peacing up, my nigga. Never be peace, my nigga. Never, ever. Because you doing this shit to sell records. So what about these other people, like, trying to explain this shit? You feel what I'm saying? It just that shit just went cool. It just hit home. A lot of people were affected by it. A lot of people was hurt.
So needless to say, you didn't watch it?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. And Gucci did everything he was fucking supposed to do. Because if that was me, you would have been every bitch ass nigga, fuck nigga, whoop de whoop. Because that's the time to get his shit off. Mm-hmm. That cool shit Jesus playing, he got played. He got played. Real bad. And that shit, I don't understand how he even sleep at night knowing that shit happened. This fucking sell an album? Come on, man. If he want to sell some record, he need to come get me. He need to come back, get me, and get a hit record. Because he ain't had no hit. Come back home. He ain't had no hit record since I stopped fucking with him. Believe that. So he ain't stopped fucking with me, I stopped fucking with him.
So maybe the premise of him, the premise of maybe he did it to set an example for the youth.
No, really, man, fuck that, man. I ain't about
to. How you gonna say he ain't in a different space though, King?
We all in different spaces. We ain't the same people, bro. You ain't the same nigga you were 15 years ago.
I am, really.
But bro, that shit never shouldn't have been done, man. I don't give a fuck how much money. Sometimes, as men, you can't do anything for money, man.
I'm slightly confused. So you're saying, and maybe you would just say it. So, but you say he should come back and get you. Is that a possibility now that has happened? I'm just trying to add it up. Like,
what
being
happened?
That the verses happened, and you say that a lot of people lost respect for him, could he call you in because y'all do business and get money?
I mean, honestly, I'll probably always have money to get, but I mean, he ain't nobody like what he he's like a legendary artist now. So what he'll be calling it a bunch of get spot dates. I don't think he ever sell the records that we used to sell. That's not gonna happen anymore because we're in a new time. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
But what if it's just business?
It ain't about no money. You feel what I'm saying? Like
that conversation, that initial conversation. Long conversation would have to be had in order for that shit to even click to make sense. Basically.
Yeah, but I don't think I ever will. As far as business like that, I mean, I don't have to because I don't need it. You feel what I'm saying? But if anything, for these kids, that's a different story. Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? Yeah. It ain't about the money. I don't need money. I'm good. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But anything else, you know, it'd really be for the kids. Like, I miss, like, Jadarius. Like, this is... Yeah. My nephew, you feel what I'm saying? Mm. I ain't seen him in God knows how long. Mm. Jesus got a fucking godson. He don't even see, like, my son asked about him. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. So if anything, if other than that, for the kids, money-wise, like, I don't, for us doing any business, I don't foresee that.
So no CTE reunion? Meaning as in Blood Raw, Slick Puller, Boo. Oh,
I would love to see that.
Carbon 15, damn
it. That should be hard.
I would love to see that. Like, I really would. I just don't know because you got to understand, that ain't just...
It's not just King.
It ain't me fucked over, you feel what I'm saying? It ain't just me. You got to understand.
Okay, okay.
It's a everybody. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody.
Outside of speaking with him, do you speak to all the other names?
Man, I'm good. Carbon right here.
Salute.
I got Nick Love right here. I got my nigga June right here. June.
Check this out though. I'm just speaking because you know niggas feel like. What I'm saying is, can he feel like niggas switched on him?
Nah. Bro. Nah. Hell nah.
Come at the mic so we can hear you. I know that was.
Nah. I'm just.
What I'm saying is, you know, because people have their own.
Yeah, they own. But you right. You know what?
You know what I'm saying? People have their own shit, question. And it be like, shit. Yeah. I can feel a way to be where it's like, fuck everything over there. You know, niggas can get that in there.
Yeah. But
that's why I ask, like, is there anything, like,
but I can, let me say something, please. Just to play devil's advocate to what Black is saying about somebody in a situation like that, a person feeling like everybody switched on them and fuck everything over there. If it's a situation where they feel like everybody switched on them and then everybody else is falling out with each other, okay, yeah, that might make sense. But if it's a situation where they feel like everybody switched on them, but everybody over here is still
good
and together and one, then it's kind of difficult to perpetuate that narrative because at
you
the end of the day.
You can't just say that, though.
I mean, maybe.
Some niggas will get to a point and be like, I say fuck everybody. I ain't got to worry about nothing.
But you got to understand.
You know what I'm saying? You got some nigga that think like that. Like, I don't know who ain't trying to figure that shit out.
But sometimes in life, man, I've come to learn that sometimes people feel like when they got money, they don't need nobody. You get what I'm saying?
Facts.
You got to understand, like, that's some people's mental.
We talked about that before.
Think about it.
No, I'm just trying to see, like, both sides. You know what I'm saying?
Go back. Bro, listen, man. Listen to me. I know this man, money. This ain't no nigga that, you know, we met, kicking for 2 years, went hard, hanging out in the club. Nah, man, his mama didn't have me. That's it. Like, this is my brother, bro. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, this shit go deep. So, I know. You feel what I'm saying? I know what it is and how it is. Maybe, I don't think it was a miscommunication, but sometimes in life.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you know what I mean?
That's
sometimes,
what I'm saying. Like, sometimes maybe, that you ain't even thinking with nothing could have been everything to that nigga.
But how are you my brother and you can't come talk to me?
Facts.
Yeah.
Them facts.
For
them
sure.
Facts. I was just going to be
I'm
real.
But I'm just saying, them facts. But get what? You just sat there and said that you got down. You was hot headed, so maybe the nigga felt like if I bring it to him, we gonna go this route, and I don't want to go this route.
We had so much other shit going on, but it was just maybe I don't know. That's a good question.
Nah, you get what I'm saying? Be a whole bunch of shit in there that he could probably tell you like, well, damn, kink, this happened, bro. I ain't know how to. Then he'd be like, damn, that shit was a lie or whatever.
Yeah, simple conversation.
So shit, he just holding on to like, man, you know what? He could be the same hurt as you about some shit you don't even know he heard about. And that's some real shit.
And I ain't never thought about that.
No, what I'm saying, that's some real shit.
You're
like,
right.
Nigga could be hurt behind some shit a lie. His bitch could have been told him, Kink tried to fuck me and you don't even know.
Right.
And it could be a lie.
Everything comes back to these bitches.
I'm saying, shit could be a whole lie. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, he don't even know how to probe my nigga about no bitch. They probably be my brother. I ain't even finna, but I believe this bitch. Well, I'm not saying that this is the case.
Yeah,
bro.
Just saying.
I'm just saying like some real bullshit could be done happening, and home could be on some ill shit. Cause like you said, y'all brothers. Yeah. No reason y'all niggas ain't cross each other in the deadliest game ever. Y'all get to this rap shit and some bullshit happened.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So we don't ever know what could happen.
But I think he did say when y'all met at the food spot.
Hold on. Let me see. Did you ever see him doing this to you, or whatever you feel like he did? Did you ever see this?
Not in a million years.
All right, then. So it might feel like you did something to him.
But he's saying when we got to the point of sitting down at the restaurant.
I probably tried. Hold on, I'm not making no excuses.
Yeah,
I'm just bringing it up. Wanted to tell you that day, but couldn't.
Yeah.
And goddamn, I just ain't fucking with that shit. I'm just saying, niggas just gotta look at shit from all angles.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see a nigga can't be that fucked up.
Yeah, but hold on.
Niggas be having their own.
Back to the anniversary thing.
Yeah.
So I tell my partner calling me, old security calling me. My partner, he be like, man, just talk to him, just hear him out. Cause I ain't did nothing, my nigga. Like you, but you just made me aware. Maybe I
exactly, bro. You don't know what it is
that you didn't even do.
You know what I mean? Like, bro, right. Like the realest shit ever, bro.
I ain't never thought about it.
You got so many people in a nigga ill trying to be closest facts. Y'all live, yeah. Could facts. Be saying any motherfucking
real.
Thing.
Facts.
And this the realest facts. Shit ever, bro. Like, real. And niggas gonna, y'all gonna have to pay me for being a doctor on this motherfucker. Too, bro. Like, this different. This ain't Big Bank. This me. Nah, but on some real shit though, Kink, it could be a nigga. Imagine how much shit a nigga was telling Kink about this nigga.
Well, you know what? See, that's the thing with me. I don't let niggas get close to me. Like, I never have. I don't fuck with.
But you don't feel like a nigga would have if you had that type of. Inviting energy.
Yeah, probably would. Yeah.
They try to tell you, man, your boy don't really woo. And
you know what, though? You know what? You might be on to something, girl.
No, I'm just keeping it 100, bro. And I'm keeping it 100. Like when this shit be just so, like, I can't figure out what the fuck is a nigga like. Bro, I ain't did. You don't never know what the.
Yeah.
I could love a motherfucker so much that I believe anything they say about anybody.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you're right.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? A bitch can come tell me some shit, and I just don't even, and don't tell him because I don't want him, and I love this bitch. I don't want him, I'm gonna pick her. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm gonna pick him. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like real shit. Yeah. You never know, bro. I don't know. I just hate that kind of energy because at the end of the day,
too.
Like
I do too.
I was inspired by that shit too.
Real.
Not just Jeezy, the artist, like they whole play. Mm-hmm. King handling the business, these niggas, street niggas.
Yeah.
Handling the business. We can do this shit. Like he said, he seen P them do that shit. I start seeing niggas like them. Gucci, whoever was doing this shit, I can do, you know what I'm saying? So that shit just, everything to me, I believe it be misunderstandings, bro. It gotta be.
Yeah. Mm. I ain't never look at it like that.
I never it gotta be.
You just made a valid fucking point. Like, straight up. That's a valid
point. I don't know. I hope that shit lead to something real, you know what I'm saying? Because a nigga could be done. And then that shit go so long, so much bullshit happen after that, mm-hmm. make it a real situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So much shit be said and done after that. Little shit, whatever, the money missing, rerouted, woo, 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 woo. Now I done built up in me, fuck you.
Mm.
So it can't never be fixed.
Mm. Facts. Big facts. Biggest facts.
Real shit, though.
Biggest facts.
Nah, that real, though, bro.
Biggest facts.
But back to the... back to the reunion. Okay. That everybody calling. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me see what's going on. Because I'm not reaching out because I don't have to reach out. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? So he calling. So I get a private number popped up on my phone. I didn't answer it. Then my partner called me, hey, dude gonna be calling you. I'm like, all right, so I guess that was him. So he called like, yo, what's up? Guess what the first thing this nigga said on the phone, my nigga?
Was it?
I heard you want to holler at me. The fuck? Nigga, I said, my nigga, you heard wrong. Bam. And bammed on it. Because, first of all, you approached me wrong.
So, was it the person?
It's some big brother, baby. Little brother shit, bro. Yeah. That's what these niggas got going on, bro. Nobody don't want to fold. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, what's up, nigga?
And that's that, that Libra shit.
No, but I'm saying, like, on some real nigga shit, that how that shit be. Like, you know me, I know you. I know what to say to make you go there. I know what you say to make me go. We gonna hang up because we ain't trying to get to the bottom of this shit, basically.
And it would just.
What's the bottom of it? That's what I don't say, bro. Why you do me like that? Or whatever he need to say. You need to say why you do me like that. Why this shit happen? Why? Why?
And you know I want to know. And maybe this needed to happen to figure this shit out. Like, cause I really to this day I want to know. It's like. You know how women be looking for closure and shit sometimes? You know, I woke up and I want some closure, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah. Niggas don't
do this much. This like cause you can't he can't no matter where he go in life, he can't tell his story.
Without me.
And you can't either.
Do the same.
You know right. what I'm saying? That's just how that shit go.
And a lot of people still don't know that we ain't fucked around or haven't fucked around. No homo. I mean, you know.
Oh, fucked around.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we ain't kicking or whatever. Because like, sometimes I go and people's like, yo, what's up? How Jesus doing? And I just, you know.
Play it off.
I know he good. You know what I mean? Everything cool. And, you know, I just keep it pushing. But a lot of people don't know. But the niggas in the street, no. That shit affected niggas in the street. Mm. Like, I just didn't understand, like. The crazy part is, we supposed to keep it real. street nigga supposed to wake up every day and look yourself in the mirror. I'm a real nigga. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay. Do you think the industry fucked it up, like, because it was fame and all that type of shit?
It was a lot of people got in here. I know it was a lot of people. Just think about this.
Like, if y'all would have did another business, Walmart or whatever. Yeah, just Walmart
been different. Yeah, it would have been different because a lot of people was in the ear. A lot of people wanting what I had. You feel what I'm saying?
And that was the influence. Then my man, like, my man going, so you know niggas going, that's what I'm trying to say, you know people are going to try to split that up, though.
Yeah, they definitely.
No matter who it is, it could be family member, it could be whoever.
Even if people
somebody that really love this man or really love you trying to, see this shit. You can't
be
manipulated.
They want that money. Because
if I move you out of position, maybe I'll be able to get closer.
Yeah.
If I move
and
this nigga.
So they, cause they can get the money.
This nigga. Yeah, exactly. Because
you got to understand, far as rapping wise, bro, like we would probably on a good month, slow month, whatever. We 2 million was just like, you feel me? It was debt. Like we created a cap in the city where they had these niggas going to get $50,000-$60,000 for a rapper. That shit was unheard of.
Facts.
Niggas
without an album.
Yeah, without an album. Like without no nothing, nigga. We were getting $60,000 a show. We working 4 nights a week, bro. That's over $1 million a month.
Nah, for real.
Like, you got to understand that greed got in the way. A lot of people was in it. You know, you brought a lot of shit to the head, bro. Like, for real, just sitting here listening to it. And I don't talk about this shit, but I never really talked about it amongst my friends or nothing. But you just, like, you said some real shit, bro.
Nah,
like,
make a nigga think. Cause get what? Like, a nigga could steal some money and be like, stole it on your face.
It's real shit.
A nigga can do that. They're real like, ain't no way else could it money could have got here besides the kink.
I won't even say it was a money problem.
No, I'm just saying because you said somebody said
we had a situation where we had like after parties, right? And I had Smurf working for me as a road manager. Mm-hmm. So Jeezy's fee was $30,000 for a party. So what I did was, because he got all these dudes on the road with him, and they wasn't getting paid, they wasn't eating, they was eating, but they wasn't getting paid. You know, niggas just want to be around and hang around. So, but I'm like, they calling my phone, you know, they need money. So what happened was, I always made sure my man got his fee. Point blank. So if Smurf put an extra $5 on there for him, because I don't know if Jesus was kicking him back or whatever, but if he put a $5, I was like, look, Smurf, so this is what we do. You take that, make sure my man get his, and whatever. Promoters do it all the time, right? They put their fees on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or whatever. As long as the artists get their fee, they good. But whatever extra, the promoter take that shit for itself. It's like taking a party.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a party and go sell it. If I want 30 and I can sell it for 50, the extra mine. So what Smurf was doing, he'll take it. He might sell it. He might get 35. He may get maybe 32 or whatever. So I was like, look, bro, whatever you getting off of that shit, you need to split that. So somehow Jesus found out. He asked me. I was like, yeah, bro. We probably made about $75,000 extra. We get into an argument. I said, you know what, my nigga? I'll get the money back. I wrote him a check for $75,000. No, I didn't write a check. I gave him cash. He got your money back. Just being a real nigga, cause I ain't.
But get what? He could have took that as you felt guilty for paying. Why you paying me for some shit you that wasn't shit?
No, you don't understand.
No, I get what you're saying, but I'm saying a nigga can take it like that.
But you don't understand. You don't understand this man mental.
Oh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Like he just go off the ledge. I don't need them guys on the road because they here to protect him. I don't need them on the road feeling nothing. So I'm to kill this shit, bro. Here go that little money. We'll keep it pushing. And we kept it pushing. Because at the end of the day, G don't give a fuck about nothing but the money. Listen to his music. If you really pay attention to everything he said, it's right there in the music. He don't give a fuck about nothing but a dollar. And you cool. You got to respect that. And I didn't realize until afterwards. But if you go back and listen to all that shit, bro, that man don't give a fuck about nothing but some money.
Damn.
Real, listen to it. He'll tell you. I don't need nothing but some money. That's it.
You really don't? I just talk shit.
Like, for real,
I
right?
just talking shit, though. But nah, man, that shit crazy.
Yeah, hopefully, you know what I mean? Hopefully, we just fan of the CT brand, like you said, what it went down in history and everything. So it was what it was. We've seen it before. Jay-Z, Dame Dash, other people, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've seen it happen before. We don't know why, but hopefully one day. I just like to see the reunion.
I mean, me too. But I guess we'll see.
Moving forward, so what's going on now with Kinky B? What you got going on?
Yeah, with Life After CT, I know you got the Hush management.
Nah, hold up. Since y'all ain't had no conversation, if you could say something to that nigga, what you'll say to him? Just straight up.
I don't even know, bro. Like, I really, if I could say something to that nigga right now, like, bro, I ain't lost no love for you.
That real?
Yeah. I ain't lost no love for
you. That's solid.
So, you know?
That's solid. Go ahead, Screen.
Nah, but it's just like, I know you got, like, the Hush management. You got the artists that you're working with. You got your other shit out there, you know what I'm saying, that's, like, really doing extremely well. So just kind of talk about that and, like, the space that you've been in, like I said, life after CTE.
Oh, life after CTE. I moved to California. Took the last little shit I had.
This nigga's fired up, man.
Real shit, though. Funny as fuck, man.
True, man. Let me tell y'all the story. Before all this, I was like, this no lie. Go, just, my nigga, after all this shit was over, after the case and everything, right? I was kind of fucked up. I mean, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars fucked up from me to having the money I had. That's you broke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, you fucking broke. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, hey, yeah, especially with those bills.
Yeah, you fucking broke, niggas. 3 months, your ass out of here. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I had like $300,000 cash. Like, this is my bread. So I was like, you know what? Let me do something with this that I can keep this shit going. And I know the party shit. I'm gonna do some party, right? You know, and no shit come to make him often. So I'm like, you know what? This one motherfucking thug was on fire. I took all that money, my nigga. I booked Kevin Gates. This is the peak. Like, these niggas is peaking. I had Kevin Gates, Thug. And this was homecoming. Folk bad homecoming with Thug. And Yo Gotti. Bruh. In 90 days, my nigga, I lost $200,000, bro. I ain't even make the motherfucking money back, bro. Gotti hit me with
all... All them niggas on the same thing?
No, this was month after month.
Yeah.
So, man, I fucked out so much money. I was like, you know what? If I could just make the principal back, I'm good. But I lost my ass off.
Why you think that is?
That market, it don't permit it to bring it. Like, after I was done with Gotti, with his travel, and Gotti, now when you book Gotti, well, back then when you booking Gotti, he got about his whole, this sound shit. He had a truck come up. That was $20,000 just for the music, for him to, you see what I'm saying?
Mm.
Then it traveled, so I was out like 90 grand just with everything with him. And then these motherfuckers, Carbon and Jesus had to get the idea to come down there and book a show in the middle of my show.
Carbon and Jeezy had a show when you had your nigga, show.
2 days
you thought
before
they,
my shit.
At that,
no, boy, I said, boy, these niggas ain't shit. Boy, these niggas ain't shit. These niggas booked, these niggas, they came down there and did a show 2 days before mine. I like, look at this shit here, man. I made some money. I didn't make the money back.
It was too. Yeah.
So I guess they come short stopping. You know how we call it? These niggas short stopping on my block. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn.
Oh, so they just fuck you all around.
Fuck me all around.
Too.
Yeah. This nigga had all this shit, right? But I guess I was fucking with them, so they were like, you know what it is, bro?
Shit. We know they want to see him down.
Nah,
real shit.
It's just simple as that. Hey, we gonna speak on it.
Yeah,
real shit. Them niggas out there crossing me up, man.
Go for it.
But it was all love, man. It was all fun and love. I pissed out a lot of my motherfucking money.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, man, it is what it is.
So now Kinky B is good, though. You good?
Oh man, I'm
finances
great.
Finances is good. Situations is good. You married, like you said. You got
Yeah, let me go back. Let me go back.
Okay, go ahead. Take your time. Take your time.
So I moved to California. I was like, bro, I gotta get out of here, bro. Like, yeah. I'm just around here. I hadn't hit a ceiling. You know, I hadn't done it on a large scale. So what could I do? You feel what I'm saying? Mm. So I like, bro, I ain't selling no more dope. I ain't doing that shit. Mm. So I'm like, what the fuck could I do? I'm a hustler. Oh, bitch, I woke up one day, no lie. I'm moving to California. No lie. I called my nigga. I said, bro, I told him what I'm finna do. He was like, you know, that's my nigga here. That's 20-something years. Shout this is my June. Nigga. June yeah. is my nigga.
Maybe like 5 million plus CDs hey, man. Pressed up.
More than that.
More than that.
More than that.
He lied to me too. More than that. Okay, cool.
More than that. But he was my motivation. He was like, bro, just go, bro.
But then you went out there and seen your face was worth more than goddamn your face. Nigga, face worth more than anything.
I touched down, no lie. I got a spot right in a townhouse right in West Hollywood. And I just put it down, bro. You know, I got a lot of connections. You know what I mean? Did what I did. But I wanted to really get into the cannabis business. Mm-hmm. So what I did was, I went up north. I had to get out. You know, being in L.A., that shit expensive as a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, niggas, ha. Mm-hmm. So I go up north and set up shop. I had somebody up there. We had fucking started out with, first of the situation, we had 3 acres. Mm-hmm. I bought some land, set up. My partner invested with me right here. First year, it's bullshit, bro. Like, I ain't even lie. Nigga, I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. Growing, nigga, I ain't got no running water. I'm out here. No, this real story, bro. So you let you know I'm a hustler, my nigga. I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. Ain't no running water, no fucking lights, and a fucking trailer on 3-acre plot. Mm-hmm. So I was up there for a year. For a year, my nigga. I had to go to a motherfucking racetrack gas station. And take a shower every day.
So this is the time when just hearsay where people were like, Kink just basically disappeared.
Yeah.
Nobody knew
yeah.
where you were.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like a nomad right now. I'm like a nomad out there. Yeah, nigga, I'm wandering like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But I'm on my shit though. I'm hustling. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I go up here, bro. I'm really pretty much I'm paying my dude because I'm learning. I'm learning. Mm-hmm. So first year, It was fucked up, bro. I ain't gonna lie. My first year was fucked up. Mm. You know what I mean? Didn't make no money.
And what year was that?
This was in 2016.
Set 16, okay.
Yeah, this like, I've been out there for a minute. It was 16. Shit fucked up. Crop didn't come back right. But it's anything. If you just get into it, you gotta learn. It's trial and tribulation. Right. So I just kept going, bro. Second year did all right. Kept going. I bought my first property myself in 2018. And my nigga, I ain't looked back since. It been fucking great. I learned everything now. You know, like, I'm a what they call it?
Cannabis.
No, what's the other word?
Cultivate.
I'm a horticulturist now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm a horticulturist now, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's something, you know, nobody can ever take away from me. Like, this, I will always... Yeah. Be good. Mm. Yeah. With or without nothing, but I can go set up shop any motherfucking where and get to it. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah.
So that first year, man, bought my own land. I had 10 acres. It was cool. Set up shop, real good. Second year, I acquired another piece of property. And I had bought this, it was like 40 acres. And it was set up on a hill in Santa Cruz. Mm. Boy. It went down. Mm. It went down that year. Mm. I had 6 greenhouses on that bitch, 6 light depth greenhouses. Mm-hmm. And it been on ever since, bro.
And it got to feel good. You know it's legal. You ain't doing nothing wrong.
Legal. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody, that's people right. come through, like, you know, and I'm a black man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, and that's...
No,
that's,
no we thought you were pink. No. Yeah, like, we thought you was a pink nigga.
Yeah, I'm a black nigga.
I'm a black man. You feel what I'm saying? I'm out here doing this shit, bro. Can't nobody take that shit from me,
thanks.
Man. Like, that's can't nobody right. take that from me, bro.
Could've easily lay it down.
Man, like a motherfucker, for real. But ain't no lay down in a nigga like me.
Real shit.
Ain't no lay down in me, man.
We appreciate you coming through, King.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all having me, man. Y'all can see a lot more, man. Like, I'm back in this city. Hey, I just bought me 3 acres here in Atlanta. Okay. I'm about to build my motherfucking house. Mm. And after we live, when me and June live here today, we had to go sign our lease. We just got a studio around the motherfucker. I'm about to build me a studio. Mm-hmm. So we back, baby. Okay. We back. I got my label going, Hush Music.
Hush Music.
And what y'all want to know what Hush stand for? It's an acronym.
Hustle Until.
Tell them, because they Hush. Need to know.
Y'all need to know this.
They meaning. Need to know.
Hustle
to
know. Until something happens.
You know big fact. Until something
we all
big fact.
We're going to hustle till we can't hustle no more,
big
baby.
Big fact.
Yeah.
So,
hustle
you know.
Hustle something happen. That's hard.
We got, I just put out Blood Raw. We linked back
shout
up.
Shout out to Raw.
Shout out to Blood Raw.
Sting.
We linked back up. He got a single out right now called Hustle For Mine, doing really good on the radio. Mm-hmm. Getting a lot of good feedback from it, a lot of program directors calling me for the record. So, you know, that's the first release that we put out on the label. After this, I'm about to drop B-Jizzle. Shout out to B-Jizzle. He about to drop a single called Got Motion. And shout out to Drip Goo. Shout out to King Moses. Yeah, King Moses got a single coming out too, called Smoke In. But that's it right now coming from the Hush label. Mm. So y'all be on the lookout. And shout out to Champ Taylor, another artist, and DeLorean.
Hush _ Kinky BLU. Y'all follow Kinky B on Instagram. Okay. Big shouts out to Kinky B pulling up the big facts. www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute!
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Bang.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.